You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
Movements in Latin America and the European offer of free trade. After the Ecuadorian President Rafael Correa announced it would resume the negotiations of a possible association agreement with the European Union, the regional blocs called joint actions to avoid individual ways out. Rafael Correa's decision to resume the negotiations, which deadline is May, when the summit of heads of state and government from the EU and Latin America is expected to take place in Madrid, disagreed with the decision of the government of Venezuela and Bolivia to put an end to the talks by considering the terms of the association agreements as unilaterally in favor of consolidating European transnational corporations in Latin America. Correa justified the move, which was announced in a phone call with the Spanish Vice President Maria Teresa Fernandez, as a result of the EU's decision of lowering tariffs on the Ecuadorian banana. He even said that the association agreements do not represent a free trade. If Ecuador resumes the talks, it would be unbalancing the relation of forces in favor of the association agreements in the Andean region. While Peru and Colombia accept the European conditions without saying a word, Venezuela and Bolivia, and until recently Ecuador, were against them. Meanwhile, in the Mercosur countries, only the outgoing president of Uruguay, Tabaré Vázquez, would seem to be willing to resume the talks with the European bloc, while Argentina, Brazil, and Paraguay kept their position against it, despite the growing pressure of Spain. Meanwhile, last week, the Latin American and Caribbean Economic System called a meeting to facilitate common regional position at the Sixth Summit with the European Union in Madrid. The meeting will take place in Caracas, the agency's headquarters, on February the 25th and 26th, with the participation of member states representative of the Association of Caribbean States and the Bolivarian Alternative for the Americas and Mercosur. Meanwhile, in Europe, the background towards Madrid does not seem simple. In Europe, the fall of several stock markets like Greece and Spain, with subsequent loss of jobs, are a headache for the EU, which is holding emergency meetings to soothe the crisis. Meanwhile, the US President Barack Obama announced that he will not attend the summit, upsetting the European officials. In parallel to the official summit, there will be a people's summit of the social movements, where the Permanent People's Tribunal will take place to consider human rights abuses by European corporations in Latin America. The event is organized by Linking Alternatives.
You're listening to Real World News.